CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President for Stevens Incorporated. Former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Mary traveled widely with Mike Pompeo, and I call upon her understanding experience of the words of the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, speaking most recently at a conference held every year, Valdai it's called, Valdai Discussion Club, in Sochi, the Black Sea Resort, his remarks about Russia, energy, and the European Union. This is Moscow reporting of Valdai. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia could quickly boost natural gas supplies to the European Union once German regulators allow a new pipeline under the Baltic Sea to start operation. Speaking on a wide range of international and domestic policy issues, Putin argued that Russia already has increased gas supplies to Europe this year and could send more once the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is functioning. Mary, let's translate this. Is Putin putting pressure on Germany to get Nord Stream done? And does the European Union have a response to a man who controls their winter heating bills?
John, it's quite remarkable. It's as if, Putin has kind of put a rope around Europe's neck and then said, please complete Nord Stream 2 so I can pull a little harder and really be able to threaten your life. Europe is to blame here. There are plentiful energy resources that Europe could draw upon. Europe could also partner with nations, like Ukraine and the United States, to provide, natural gas through LNG terminals and in other ways. And they chose not to do so. And so Vladimir Putin very smartly stepped in and said, if we build this Nord Stream 2 pipeline, you can just get it from us and you don't have to, rely on those ugly Americans. And the Europeans in their, infinite wisdom said, sure, go ahead and build it. And so now he enjoys a stranglehold on European energy, particularly gas supplies. And we know from his past history that he's used that not once, but twice to extract political concessions out of places like Ukraine. And so we've seen this playbook before. And the fact that European nations ignored those past practices and put their faith in an autocrat like Putin, well, they're simply reaping what they sowed.
They're going to COP26. However, Putin will not be there, and she will not be there. So, a measure, Mary. What do the European Union states, what does Great Britain, no longer a member of the EU, what do they extract from COP26 that can answer Putin? Is there a remedy? Is there a patch? Or must this conversation turn to the transition and that they've turned too quickly away from fossil fuel in their virtuous intention, and they now must suffer the consequences? Is that the conversation at COP26?
Well, I mean, you've just identified the solution, which is to turn the coal plants back on. And by the way, we have clean coal technology, so it's not the coal plants of the 1950s. They could encourage the United States to ramp up our energy production, which would, once again, lower costs. We're seeing an enormous spike in energy costs. But these things are just not likely to happen because you have political leaders right now. And let's stipulate elected political leaders. So this is the will of the people in Britain and Germany and in the United States, who were elected on platforms to strangle coal production and to rely on unreliable sources of energy like solar and wind. And so elections have consequences. These are the policies that have been put forth and voted on. And you're seeing the results where gas prices across the United States are more than $3.30. and looking to go higher. And, the sad part about all of this, John, is that the people who suffer the most are the poorest in our society. The people who can't work from home, they can't commute, they're driving to work or they're taking public transportation. And, you know, the cost of everything goes up when energy costs go up, because you have to produce things with energy. So, you know, again, the less well off in our societies with paying more for goods and services. And that's really the tragedy of these policies.
You mentioned nuclear in passing. Great Britain is vouchsafing a building of a nuclear energy plant. That is green innovation, Mary. And yet not for us, not here, not now. Is that correct? When you left state, there was no planning for nuclear in the U.S.
Really, when you're thinking about, you know, nuclear and missed opportunities, that's of course, Germany, which switched off right after the Fukushima accident in Japan, which made absolutely no sense, because just because you have an accident in a country halfway around the world doesn't mean you have to handicap your own energy supplies. And that was one of the many terrible decisions Angela Merkel made. But, you know, look, Britain, and we've discussed this on prior shows of yours, Sean, Britain has the capacity to frack and to, supply plentiful energy to its people, and it chooses not to. I think the question is, when do these policies become so destructive to prosperity and so crushing on our people that voters decide that they need to take a different tack and that they need to unleash the energy supplies that they have right under their feet? When is that going to happen? That's really the question.
And the last 30 seconds, Mary, winter is coming is the way the clever headline writers are presenting it in Europe. At this point, there does not seem to be a solution. The natural gas bills will go higher. The petrol lines will grow longer, and Europe is going to struggle through a winter that may very much challenge the voters to continue their policies. Your measure, Mary, of how much Europe can take, you traveled there. Are they willing to pay the price of this gap that's created? 30 seconds.
Oh, they're going to have to, John. They don't have a choice. And it's going to crush whatever a growth rebound we had coming out of the pandemic, the energy price spikes, the inflation, the lack of pro-growth policies. I mean, even in Britain, where you have nominally the Tory party running the government, they're going to hike taxes and quash growth. So, you know, I think the free world really lacks leadership right now. We need more Liz Trusses, but we also need we need voters to come around.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.